Haskell, brother and sister, St. Helena, California, December 17, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I am often weary, and yet I realize at times the blessing of the Lord resting upon me in large measure. I want to walk humbly with God. I am praying that the Lord will guide me by His Spirit every moment. The Lord has given me a special work to do in giving words of warning that should come to our people. Satan's forces are preparing their seductive temptations to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Satan will work through those who have disregarded the warnings of God to the church. They will be exceedingly zealous under the working of a deceptive influence, and most strange manifestations will appear. We need, in all our churches, the evidences of the meekness of Christ. In order to do intelligently the solemn work committed to us, we must hide self in Jesus Christ. We have a short time in which to accomplish the work that is essential. Let us earnestly prepare for the conflict that is before us, for Satan's armies are marshaling for the last great struggle. I am instructed to say to all our people, let your light so shine in words and deeds that you will reveal that truth is cherished in the heart. The time has come when the tithes and offerings belonging to the Lord are to be used in accomplishing a decided work. They are to be brought into the treasury to be used in an orderly way to sustain the gospel laborers in their work. In Malachi 3, verse 10, we read, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Satan is rallying his forces and seeking to bring in heresies to confuse the minds of those who have not been trained to understand the leadings of the Holy Spirit. A delusive net is being prepared for them, and those who have been warned again and again, but have not educated themselves to understand the warnings, will be surely taken in Satan's snare. The angels of God have been holding the four winds that they shall not blow. John writes, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, verse 1-4, 9-17. Let this chapter be carefully read and studied. Wonderful things are about to transpire. The future is full of intense interest to every soul who shall live upon the earth.